Yellowstone Park, Kenner explained, was the first wilderness to be set aside as a natural preserve anywhere in the world. The region around the Yellowstone River in Wyoming had long been recognized for its wondrous scenic beauty. Lewis and Clark sang its praises. Artists like Bierstadt and Moran painted it. And the new Northern Pacific Railroad wanted a scenic attraction to draw tourists west. So in 1872, in part because of railroad pressure, President Ulysses Grant set aside 2 million acres and created Yellowstone National Park. There was only one problem, unacknowledged then and later. No one had any experience trying to preserve wilderness. There had never been any need to do it before, and it was assumed to be much easier than it proved to be. When Theodore Roosevelt visited the park in 1903, he saw a landscape teeming with game. There were thousands of elk, buffalo, black bear, deer, mountain lions, grizzlies, coyotes, wolves, and bighorn sheep. By that time, there were rules in place to keep things as they were. Soon after that, the Park Service was formed, a new bureaucracy whose sole job was to maintain the park in its original condition. Yet within 10 years, the teeming landscape that Roosevelt saw was gone forever. And the reason for this was the park managers, charged with keeping the park in pristine condition, had taken a series of steps that they thought were in the best interest of preserving the park and its animals. But they were wrong. "Well," Bradley said, "our knowledge has increased with time." "No, it hasn't," Kenner said. "That's my point. It's a perpetual claim that we know more today, and it's not borne out by what actually happened." Which was this. The early park managers mistakenly believed that elk were about to become extinct. So they tried to increase the elk herds within the park by eliminating predators. To that end, they shot and poisoned all the wolves in the park. And they prohibited Indians from hunting in the park, though Yellowstone was a traditional hunting ground. Protected, the elk herds exploded, and ate so much of certain trees and grasses that the ecology of the area began to change. The elk ate the trees that the beavers used to make dams, so the beavers vanished. That was when the managers discovered beavers were vital to the overall water management of the region. When the beavers disappeared, the meadows dried up. The trout and otter vanished. Soil erosion increased, and the park ecology changed even further. By the 1920s, it had become abundantly clear there were too many elk, so the rangers began to shoot them by the thousands. But the change in plant ecology seemed to be permanent. The old mix of trees and grasses did not return. It also became increasingly clear that the Indian hunters of old had exerted a valuable ecological influence on the park lands by keeping down the numbers of elk, moose, and bison. This belated recognition came as part of a more general understanding that Native Americans had strongly shaped the untouched wilderness that the first white men saw, or thought they were seeing, when they first arrived in the New World. The untouched wilderness was nothing of the sort. Human beings on the North American continent had exerted a huge influence on the environment for thousands of years, burning plains grasses, modifying forests, thinning specific animal populations, and hunting others to extinction. In retrospect, the rule forbidding Indians from hunting was seen as a mistake. But it was just one of many mistakes that continued to be made in an unbroken stream by park managers. Grizzlies were protected, then killed off. Wolves were killed off, then brought back. Animal research involving field study and radio collars was halted, then resumed after certain species were declared endangered. A policy of fire prevention was instituted, with no understanding of the regenerative effects of fire. When the policy was finally reversed, thousands of acres burned so hotly that the ground was sterilized, and the forests did not grow back without reseeding. Rainbow trout were introduced in the 1970s, soon killing off the native cutthroat species. And on, and on. And on.